The following is a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.
Welcome back, Christina. How you doing?
I am great, Gil. How about you?
I am just fine. Let's talk about keeping it that way, though. What are some of the things I should not do if I want burglars to bypass my home?
Well, for one thing, don't leave that ladder you've been using to clean your gutters or windows against the house. An opportunistic burglar could climb up to a second floor window. And sometimes second floor windows aren't wired to an alarm system, if you have one at all. So that makes a nice welcome for the burglar.
I've also heard my trash can be an invite. That true?
Yeah, trash is a way for burglars to scope out what you might have in the house. So on trash day, maybe especially after a big gift holiday, a burglar can see the empty boxes on the curb or in the alley that show you just got a big screen or a Mac or something. So break down the boxes, stuff them in the recycling or trash bins, and protect yourself. Here's another tip that might surprise you.
Okay, what?
Do you have a mirror in your entry hall or foyer?
I do not, but a lot of people do.
Maybe you're better off without the mirror because an enterprising burglar could peep through the window or the door side lights and use a properly placed mirror to see if the alarm system is armed.
Ah, so the lesson here is relocate your hall mirror, maybe go out, look through your windows and see if you can see it. Another thing, of course, you don't want to do is give a burglar a place to hide.
Right. So if you haven't trimmed the trees and shrubs around your home, I recommend you do it. A burglar could use those shrubs as cover while he's getting in through a window or door. And you want to make sure that your front door, your windows, any entry points are visible from the street. And another smart thing to do is to install motion sensor lighting so perps can't easily hide in the dark.
Now, you mentioned keeping shrubs trimmed. Now, I keep my grass and lawn trimmed and looking good, so even when I'm on vacation, the place looks lived in.
Yes, very good tip always. And similarly, don't keep your shades or blinds closed all the time. Set up lights on timers. And if you leave your car in the driveway, make sure it's locked because a thief could take the garage door opener and open the garage and get into the house through a door that leads from the garage to the house.
Got it. What else?
So if you have any flimsy exterior doors, such as a plain wood paneled back door, you might want to consider replacing it with a really nice steel door and deadbolt because a thief could easily kick in that old wood door, and plus they can hide sort of in the backyard while doing it. And steel doors are usually the least expensive of exterior door types generally, and they're a good barrier to break-ins. Oh, can I give you one more?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so careful about inviting people to your home if you're selling stuff on Craigslist or some online marketplace. You want to meet the person in a public place, like the parking lot of your local police station.
Yeah, or even the lobby. And as a matter of fact, if people think, well, that sounds like it'd be imposing on the police department, most police departments actually encourage that, and that weeds out the robbers.
Yeah, that's great.
Are there any clever ways to hide valuables at home? Let's say somebody gets in. I want to make sure they can't find the really valuable stuff.
Yeah, we found these really cool products out there that mimic other things. So, for example, we found this faux electrical panel that's actually a wall safe with a combination lock, and you could fit it in between standard wall studs.
Right, and a wall safe, of course, better than a standalone safe the burglar could just cart off.
Right, right. And by the way, the faux panel we found is available at a company called Console Vault. And there's one more that we came across. Have you ever looked at or seen the tops of your interior doors?
Boy, I think just before sale when you're dusting everything, but other than that, no.
Right, because exactly, who would look there? So you can make your own mini safe that can live in your linen closet door or some other interior door. And we found this cool project at make.com. So you just need a hollow core interior door, a cigar tube, and a few tools. And basically you drill a hole in the top of the door and slide the cigar tube in, and it'll seem to disappear flush against the top of the door. And when you need to retrieve something from your little hidey hole, you can use a magnet to pull up the tube.
Great place for emergency cash or something. Very clever. Before we go, let's just remind folks to make a video inventory of their valuables.
Yes, along with serial numbers. And make sure you're appropriately insured because high-ticket items, sometimes like a professional camera setup, might require an insurance writer.
Right, and back up your computer, of course, just in case it gets swiped. Maybe put that information somewhere in the cloud or someplace where you know you have a copy. Great tips, Christina. Visit houselogic.com/radio for even more information on home security. And, of course, follow House Logic on Facebook at facebook.com/houselogic. Christina, always a pleasure. We'll talk next week, okay?
Thanks. Bye.
You've been listening to a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of houselogic.com.